Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure continuing to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the more for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And our good friend Stephen Baum is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime 9-year member of our Brain Trust. And I gave you his website earlier realized the moment I said it that it wasn't right. Stephen's website is Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com. Did I say that right, Stephen?
You bet.
All right, so.
And
so
it's a collection. It's a collection of practical tools and ideas that people can use who run things.
He's one of the top management thinkers in our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. The author of What Made Jack Welch, Jack Welch. Stephen, thanks again for being here. You talked in the previous segment about the kind of people that we need to be listening to and employing in our companies. People who will get to the heart of what's wrong instead of dealing with the symptoms. One of the things I like to say is, and I talked about this again with Karen earlier in a previous visit, you know, what I need is to solve this problem, but what I want is for it to never come back again. Right?
Absolutely right.
What I need is this water to be out of my boat. What I want is for my bilge pump to get fixed so I don't have to keep bailing.
I don't want to get real good at fixing the same problem.
That's exactly right. And that happens. And folks, if you're in the middle of crisis management, if it seems like your organization is in chaos most of the time, and you've got crisis management, it's probably because you're doing exactly what Stephen just got through saying.
So there's an extension of this that has to do with what we call the stickiness of the people you hire, particularly to your senior team. And it's an extension of some of the same idea. New executives that you hire often fail, and they fail for a number of reasons, the top of which are they don't fit the company. They don't fit the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Examples, they move too slow in a fast culture, or they move too fast in a slower culture. They play as a star in a team culture, or they seek more responsibilities before people respect and accept them. And in real-world situations, which I'll describe in a moment, just a couple of cases that are interesting, it has to do with the process of engaging the candidate, whether or not you do interviews that get to the real behavior, how the person will react in the real world, and seriously doing reference checking. But I want to tell you something that spurred this thinking in the first place. One of my associates, acquaintances, just took a job with a very large social media company. Very large, and it has billions of users. So you can probably guess what I'm talking about. What they did is they put him through 2 8-hour days of conversation under stress. Now, why did they invest that much money in training their people? And by the way, there's three levels of training to do the interviews. And why did they put up case studies to pose for my acquaintance who was applying for the job? Why did they have him do coding, systems design, operating structure, and people management things? They were looking for a techie geek, but who had emotional intelligence. And he demonstrated that and got the job. But the lesson for us is these guys treat hiring as an investment, not a cost, just like the financial firm I talked about in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you a couple of examples with some specifics of what some people do that I work with from time to time. In my Vistage group, there are 12 CEOs who coach each other. They're all in different businesses, and some are smaller and some are larger. In one case, the owner of a business was looking to hire for himself a CEO so he could move up to chairman. Now, that's a fairly senior thing,
mm-hmm.
and not
that's
every
right.
listener is going to be interested in that. But it's a tough choice. And he had already hired somebody who flamed out. So he was 0-for-1 in hiring somebody. So we had a discussion in the Vistage group, and we said, what are the best practices here? And if we think outside the box that this is an investment, what should we do? And I'll tell you that, that the process that he used, because he got a successful CEO, started out by making sure he understood the people who were candidates. And he got down to the finalists, and he had them each sign an NDA. And each of them was required to... A non-disclosure agreement. And then sent them the financials and the strategic plan. And he had each of these people write their own two- or three-page strategic plan and present it to the senior management, in his case, as well as some board. He had a board, so some board members.
Mm-hmm.
It quickly winnowed out one of the candidates. They just didn't have the stuff. They didn't have the ability to size up the company and come up with their own mm-hmm. thinking. They had dinner with candidates and spouses, and they got to know them as human beings. He did something creative. He had each one of the remaining finalists write an essay on the pros and cons of working for a founder.
I hope this job paid really well.
And they asked questions in the interviews about beliefs, about what it takes to succeed, and about situations where they had a right and a wrong, or two rights, and they had to make a choice. And finally, the reference checks weren't done just by the contingency search firm.
Right.
But the reference checks on the finalists were done by the two top people.
20 seconds.
Say again?
20 seconds. What happened?
So the result is they unearthed better candidates in a way you can't get from the CV or some superficial interviews.
Well, the average small business won't go to that much trouble, but they need to do a lot more than they're currently doing, which is not enough in most cases. This is one of the areas, folks. Listen to what Steve is saying. This is, as you've heard me say many times before, this is one of the areas where most small business owners are deficient in recruiting and hiring, onboarding. Quick break, 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.